You're listening to the Lone Star Gridiron Sports Network.
What it do? What's happening? This is Mark Henry with Third Coast Gridiron on the Lone Star Gridiron Network. We are back. We appreciate you joining us tonight. We have our featured guest tonight with Mady Creek High School. We have Coach Brian Randall in this segment. He's the head coach for the Rams. And then we'll also talk to Julius Loughridge, star running back class of 2021, one of the top running backs in the area, one of the top ranked running backs in the state. But a little bit about Mady Creek. They are in 19-6A in the mostly Katy High School District. This year they've gotten off to a hot start, 3-0. Coach Brian Randall is the head coach of the Rams. We'll talk to him first, just get his insight on his season so far, some of the top players that have been standing out so far for the Mady Creek Rams. We'll definitely talk about Julius. And, man, we just appreciate them joining us tonight. Again, I am Mark Henry. You can find me on Twitter at MarkHen44 or on the Mark Sports. Also, the Twitter for the show is at Third Gridiron, and you can find past episodes on the Lone Star Gridiron Network, man, the authority for high school football. Man, we're going to take a small break, and then we'll bring back Coach Brian Randall here on the Third Coast Gridiron and Lone Star Gridiron Network.
Imagine a game where you can pit the greatest Texas high school football teams of all time against each other. Before now, if you wanted to see the Permian Panthers of Friday Night Lights fame play Johnny Manziel's 2010 Kerrville squad, you were stuck with only your imagination. Not anymore. This new game allows you to play those dream matchups. 1983 Dangerfield, only allowed 8 points all season. 2015 Katy, 10 shutouts en route to their fourth straight championship appearance. 2008 Allen, their first of 5 championships in the state's largest classification, and so many more. Friday Night Legends is that game. What are you waiting for? Get in the game. Friday Night Legends.
To get your copy of Friday Night Legends, the game, head over to FridayNightLegends.com.
This show is brought to you by the book, All I Need to Know I Learned from My Texas High School Football Coach, a handbook of wisdom for parents, young people, and yes, even coaches. Head over to www.learnedfromcoach.com and order your copy to support sharing the stories of these great coaches and leaders. That's learnedfromcoach.com.
Brian Randall from Katy Mady Creek High School. The Rams started off hot this year, 3-0. Victories over Conroe 24-14, Cypress Lakes 35-7, and Fort Bend Dulles 28-7. Coach, how's it going tonight?
Not bad at all. Had a good practice in the day, and we're feeling good.
So, Coach, this is your first year at Mady Creek. Talk about some of the things that you've tried to instill in the Rams, you know, try to put your imprint on the program, you know, a hot start, 3-0, and how the team has responded so far this year going into 2020.
Well, you know, going into the move, is we were there for a total of 10 days before the whole COVID thing shut us down. So that made things pretty difficult, to be completely and totally honest. But we have a 3PT philosophy there. That's purpose, passion, productivity, and tradition. You know, like I know, we have to give these kids purpose, right? As leaders, we are, it's our job to make sure we're growing leaders, right? So we got to get them a sense of purpose, and we have to teach them how to get passionate about their purpose. And if they can get passionate about their purpose, well, you know, like I know, they're going to be productive, you know, in the workforce and in the field and off from college and so on and so forth. So that's pretty much what we're all about here at May Creek. We really want to build on what they had a real unique year last year, a successful year, and we just want to build on that.
Definitely. They had a 9-3 record, or couple of playoff victories and a deep run last year. And that's something that you can build on. Now, let's talk about you before we continue to talk about the team. Just where you played your football at, some of the coaching stops that you had on your journey to Mady Creek.
Well, I got two state rings. I graduated from Lamarck High School. Got one for my junior year and senior year, which is a neat deal, you know, under Alan Waddell. Coach Heath was on that staff. Coach Knipes, Coach Drones, Coach Diatley, all these guys are head coaches, right? All the people that I'm naming, they were on that staff. I played my college ball at Texas A&M Kingsville. And that's a story in itself. That's a great, great small town, great place. So any young kids out there, you're looking for somewhere to play ball, go to South Texas, because it's good football out there. My defensive coordinator, Chris Ballard, he's actually the GM for the Colts, for the Indianapolis Colts. And I played with Roberto Garza, played in the league 14 years.
Right, the guard, yeah.
Yeah, so Roberto, Kai, Al Harris, that whole group. So especially back then when we played, you know, Kingsville was a real, real special place. Like, it was like, used to call us like the D1 rejects, because everybody should have been playing football, but we all ended up in Kingsville, which is, like I said, that's what God wanted us. I have lifelong friends that I made there, and I tell kids all the time, it's not where you're from, it's how you come. And I can go and talk to people that you can reach out and touch, you know, that made it from Division II schools. Because right now, everybody's just so sold on Division I, D1, D1, D1. And I feel kind of bad for some of the kids, because their hearts get set on Miami or Florida, where you're missing opportunities in other places where you can go be a star.
That's a great message, Coach Randall. And I'm glad that you're putting an emphasis on that, because, again, you know, our culture, the culture today of just society, and then you're talking recruiting, you know, everyone has these dreams. And this is not just for football. These are all sports. They get hung up on Division I, and they don't understand that there's a small percentage of kids that just play college athletics or college football, and not just Division I. That's even a smaller bracket. But we're talking about less than 10% of high school athletes across the country that get a chance to play at any level. And you can stress that. That's a great, great message. And one thing that I think that, you know, sets you apart, if you're talking to your kids like that, that's the right message. And applause and kudos to you for doing that. But let's talk about your team so far. You got a very, very good running back, one of the best running backs in the state, definitely in the city of Houston for sure, and Julius Loughridge, class of 2021. This young man is, you know, he's been great. You know, last year he was an offensive MVP in District 19-6A. This year he's got a target on his back a little bit, because he started off hot. Let's talk about him for just a bit. He'll be on this in the next segment, but talk about Julius.
I can't say enough positive things about that kid, man. I absolutely love that kid. He's one of those kids that you could leave your kids with him. And like Mark, like you really could. Like he's trustworthy. He's honest. He's a hard worker. He's a yes sir, no sir kid. He's gonna give you every ounce of himself out there on that football field. Kid never missed practice, doesn't complain. Like it's very unique, because again, we're coaching in a time to where you have to explain everything to everybody. You know, back when we played, you do it or else, you know, and you're
exactly.
Just, that doesn't fly anymore. Well, he's one of those kids, you don't have to explain everything to him, but he's also, his football IQ is through the roof. Smart kid. You know, Rice is looking at him. So he's got schools like that that's very interested in him. But I can't say enough about him, man. He's just a workhorse and a great human. Like, outside of the football piece, the kid is a great human being, man. He's a great human. I tip my hat to his dad. His dad's very active in his life, and he's a military guy. So, you know, his family, they're strict, you know, they're strict. Like I said, Julius is, he's just one of those guys. He's special. And he's the one thing that we've been working on and harping on with him is catching the ball out of the backfield. So like, we've really, really been working that to get that piece. Cause once he gets that piece, then the sky's the limit. Like, that kid will play football for as long as he wants to play football. And I brought over Coach Javaris Williams. He's my running back coach. I coached him at Foster. I was one of the coaches on staff when we were at Foster years ago. And Javaris played in the league 5 years. He played running back. So when I got the opportunity, I was like, man, I got to grab this kid, put him with Jew, and let those guys work. So Julius, I mean, he's getting coaching from a guy that played at the highest level, you know. So that's one of those unique pieces there as well.
Well, Coach, you definitely got a gem there. I like his running style. He's physical, but he's got the speed to go the distance. But if he does develop catching the ball out of the backfield, he'll be unstoppable. Kind of reminds me of a Marshall Faulk, maybe not with that, but the blazing speed. The guy can run the ball, and I'm very, very impressed with him. But he can't do it alone. Talk about the offensive line and some of those guys up front that have been paving the way for him.
Like Prince and that bunch, they're a gritty bunch. Coach Mattingly, he's actually a Javelina as well, the O-line coach. Those kids didn't miss a day of sack camp. Not a day. So, like, the groups, when we go through and we do roll O-line, every last one of those jokers were there day in and day out. And that's a testament to Coach Mattingly, because he builds that relationship with those kids and has done an outstanding job with them. But they put a body on a body. They're not the biggest. I'm not going to lie to you. We're not really, really big at May Creek. We're probably one of the smaller teams in the district, to be honest with you, when you line up. And like when we lined up against Conroe was way bigger than us. But we can run.
Okay.
We can run. And we put a body on a body. And Julius has great eyes, man. He's got great vision. So we don't have to really move people per se, but just get in the way and let Julius do his thing. But those old linemen, man, like I said, I can't. Those guys work their ass off. Oh, I'm sorry, Coach. They work their tails off.
No problem, Coach. That's not a big deal. So your signal caller, talk about him a little bit. And obviously, Julius can make those long runs without downfield blocking the receivers that you got playing.
Right. So I brought in Coach Hack. Coach Hack, he's coached on the college level. He came from Westfield. He was at George Ranch. I've been trying to get that kid on my staff for years. He's done an outstanding job with him. He's our OC. He's a first-year OC, but like I said, he's got a lot of experience. My assistant head coach is Coach Phil Wilson. Brought him in from Austin. His son, Jace, is actually our starting quarterback. So, and we've opened up the offense. Normally, at May Creek, they're just a downhill running team. Well, we're spreading them out. We're spreading them out to run the ball because Jace, he can spin it. He can salt and pepper you all day long, to be completely and totally honest. But
gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, we're stretching the field with Alpha. We're stretching the field with Skinner. We got some young sophomores. You know, we're fairly young team for the most part, but like when you got kids like Julius and Skinner and Alpha and Jace, it makes it easy. Well, I wouldn't say easy because nothing's ever easy.
Definitely. I know what you mean. And it easy doesn't mean always lead to wins. It's a cohesiveness, you know, camaraderie. And you guys seem to have started out well with that. Conroe definitely was a tough team. One always pretty good in years past. And they probably would be pretty good as well. But let's go on the defensive side. Back-to-back weeks only allowing 7 points. Talk about some of those guys that have been standing out so far.
Oh, yeah, man. Ellison, we got a defensive end named Ellison, man. This kid has a motor. Right now we're working hard trying to get him a mid-major offer. I think because he could play will backer on the next level. He plays defensive end for us because we want to be fast. If we're not going to be big, we're going to be fast. You're going to get a 3-man front. You're going to get a 5-man front. You're going to get a 6-man front. You're going to 4 down. So depending on what you're trying to do is what you're going to get from us, right? We're going to make you bat left-handed, and we've been successful thus far doing it and just really getting after the quarterback, really getting after the quarterback. And on the back end, Kenyatt, he was our leader. He's our free safety. He got hurt this past week with a knee, so he's going to be out for a while. And that kills us because he was the quarterback of the defense, Joseph Kenyatt. He had an offer from Army, and I don't have all his information in front of me, so
sure,
he had an
sure
offer. He's another one of those great kids, man.
Well, definitely it shows.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
And so, like, Coach Rambo is our safeties coach. Him and Chris White. Brought Chris White over from A-Leaf with me when I made the move. Rambo was already here on staff. I brought Bobbino in, Rashad Bobbino. He's a Lamarck guy. He graduated from Lark as well. He played it. He won a national championship with the University of Texas. So he's one of those guys that people believe get kids to really buy into what we're trying to do. So we're just really trying to put kids in position to be successful.
Well, definitely you guys are on the way. I mean, 3-0 start. You haven't got into district yet, but you'll have your first district game this week against Cinco Ranch. 19-6A is probably one of the tougher districts in the state, definitely in the Houston area. You know, you got traditional Katy Tigers, you got Tompkins, Katy Taylor, yourself, Mady Creek. All of you guys have started off with a 3-0 start pretty much this year. Talk about playing in that district and the challenge that it presents each week.
Let me tell you, I coached at A-Leaf Taylor for 11 years, right prior, 5 as the head coach, or 6. But anyway, we used to play Katy. And before I was the head coach, I was the defensive coordinator, and I used to ask my head coach, hey, man, let's take them off the schedule. Because that big red machine.
Right.
It is just that. Now, in 2012, we held them to 123 yards of total off. 120, like you can go back and look at the stats and see it. We had 6 kids go to the NFL off that team. 6.
Wow.
And we lost.
Wow.
We lost Joshua Kalu. Like, they lure you to sleep with stretch, stretch, stretch. And then, bam, they hit
right,
you with the
ball. Right.
Now, happened, the right tight end got lost. And Joshua Kalu's making $1 million in the NFL right now. But he couldn't find the Katy tight end. Couldn't cover the tight end for Katy. You know? Like, Oboe, number 45 for the Rams. He played nose guard for us. Tyrodney Prebo was the end. Duke Edgerfor, he was the other end. So I tell my guys all the time, I said, man, that the big red machine is just that. It is a
right.
It is a machine, right, man. It's to be respected. So I always tip my hat to Gary Joseph, because they've done a heck of a job. You know, and to the longevity, you know, like to be able to do it for as long. You know, Johnson started it back in 98, yeah, I guess.
Yep. And, Early '90s.
Yep. Right. And they just kind of. But they managed to keep, like, those kids are huge. Like, they look like a junior college over there, man. They are big. They're a big,
right,
big to move,
right,
people.
Right.
And Tompkins is fast, coach. I got an opportunity to watch them play against Cinco. And those guys are burners. I mean, they're flying around. Coach McVay, he's done an outstanding job. Heck, he was at Texas City when I was at Lamarck. So,
right,
you know, it kind of feels like I know some of the people here. And honestly, like, when you go back and you look at the ties of where we are, well, at least me and McVay, per se. But Tompkins, they're fast and extremely well coached. And then Coach Sims over there, Katy Taylor. I don't know if you've seen that left tackle, that center, or that right tackle.
But huge.
I expect contracts coming out of that place here pretty quick, man. Because those guys are, like, I don't know what they eat. I wonder what their parents are feeding them. Like, we don't have,
right,
treat. Now, if we had that, it'd be great. You know, and like I said, no, like, our O line is great. I'm not giving them all the credit in the world, but you know, you put a bunch of Giants in front of Julius, you know,
no doubt, right. Well, it's a testament to that whole area, which has a wealth of talent. I mean, you guys have 8-9 schools. You got a new high school in Jordan that just opened up this year. The talent pool in the Katy area is very rich. It's been rich for a long time, and now that you have more schools, that's just a credit to the coaching that you guys are getting, the way you're building the programs. And we're not just on the athletic field, but also in the classroom. You guys are definitely tops in the state as a district, you know, from elementary on through high school. So it's a credit to you guys. Kudos to the teachers and administrators over there at KDISD. I mean, it's a place where people want to be. So we'll end with this question, and we won't hold you up. Definitely, one thing that I do know that's very popular that you've taken on, that's been noticed on social media, is your minute or the testimonial things that you give to your guys or that you're putting out on Twitter each week. I think you do it every day or a couple times a week for sure. Talk about what that the inspiration for that and just what that means to you and the advice or the instruction or just the inspiration that you're trying to cause and that you're trying to let go. Because kids need that today, and to see you as a role model to a lot of these kids on and off the field, what was the inspiration for that?
Well, and it all started because one of our Zoom meeting got hacked. To be completely and totally honest, we had a Zoom meeting with my team, my first Zoom meeting with the whole team. It got hacked, and when I tell you all kind of shenanigans were up there, I unplugged the computer. I said, hey, no more Zoom. I'm just going to go to Twitter. And I turned to Twitter and just left a message. So the first one was just, you know, because I tell the kids all the time, like, what's the most important thing in this world? And I need them to understand that time. Time is the single most important thing in this world, period. And then I'll ask them, you know, what's the one thing you got complete and total control over? And their response is yourself. Right. Because that is the only thing we have any control over is ourselves. And then,
of course,
say when. So that's where it came from. And I've reached out to different coaches, and I was on the Greater Houston Coaches Association. I was on the board of directors for several years there. And I'd reach out to a couple of those guys and have them speak as well, because I'm trying to get everybody to understand the same thing. You know, we're all tied in this together. And just trying to produce positive human beings, you know, productive citizens. At the end of the day, that's all I want. I want productive citizens. I want better husbands, better fathers. You know, I want our kids, our people to do right, you know, to do right and be true leaders in the community and stand up for what they believe in and give themselves a voice and let them know they have a voice. You know, so that's really where all that came from, to be honest.
Well, it's great. And I think you sharing yourself and sharing knowledge and camaraderie and togetherness is one thing that's shaping. You can definitely see in the play of the Rams this year, man. And we appreciate you joining us and giving us a little time here on Third Coast Gridiron. And Coach, this is the part of the show where you can thank, shout out whoever you want. Also, mm-hmm. tell everybody the Twitter where they can follow you and follow the team the rest of the season.
You can follow me at Brian Randall 40, at Brian Randall 40. I just want to really, thank, just everybody that's involved. I'm gonna shout out to the whole line, coaching staff, Ronnie Edwards, my building principal, Debbie Decker, our athletic director, all upper administration, because without them, I wouldn't have had an opportunity to even come to Mady Creek or work in Katy. You know, and Leslie Hack and that whole group. It's a reason. The reason why Katy is what it is because of some of those names I just said. Because Debbie Decker and them, they're not going to play with you. They're going to hold you to the highest standard, and they're going to give you all the support you need to help you be successful. So it is. It's a great place to work, man. I'm loving it. Loving it.
Well, it definitely shows, Coach. Great work so far this year. Congratulations on the hot start. Keep it rolling. Good luck this week coming up against Cinco Ranch, and we will be keeping track of you. Stay in touch. Again, this is Mark Henry on the Third Coast Gridiron on the Lone Star Gridiron Network. You can find me on Twitter at MarkHen44 on the Mark Sports. Also, the show's Twitter is at Third Coast Gridiron. And for past episodes, you can reach out and listen on the Lone Star Podcast Network or the Lone Star Gridiron Network, the authority for high school football. We will talk to you soon. We appreciate you joining us.
Hey, did you know that Lone Star Gridiron does mini helmets? Yeah, custom-designed mini helmets that match your school. When quality and attention to detail are important, choose authentic Lone Star Gridiron mini helmets. Our library currently has hundreds of different Texas high school football teams. If you don't see your helmet, reach out to us about creating one. And hey, they make the coolest fundraisers for your booster clubs. Go to LoneStarGridiron.com and look for mini helmets on the top menu bar.
Our last game, Friday Night Legends, was a big hit. And now you can play the greatest college football teams of all time against each other. Before now, if you wanted to see the 2019 LSU Tigers play the 2001 Miami Hurricanes squad, you were stuck with only your imagination. Not anymore. This new game allows you to play those dream matchups. 1945, Army Black Knights, considered by many to be the greatest team in the history of college football. 2014, Ohio State Buckeyes, featuring Ezekiel Elliott, head coach Urban Meyer, and offensive coordinator Tom Herman. 2005, Texas Longhorns, knocked off number one ranked USC for their fourth national championship, and so many more. Saturday Legends is that game. What are you waiting for? Get in the game. Saturday Legends.
Get your copy at www.saturdaylegends.com.
Henry back on Third Coast Gridiron. Our next guest, still with the Maddie Creek Rams, running back Julius Loughridge, 6 foot, 215 pounds, class of 2021. Man, Julius is off to a hot start, and one reason that the Maddie Creek Rams are 3-0. Last week against Dallas, over 200 yards and two TDs. The previous week against Cypress Lakes, 255 yards and five TDs. In 2019, over 1,500 yards rushing and 14 TDs. He was the 1968 offensive MVP. We're going to talk to Julius, find out a little bit about his running style, some of the running backs that he patterns his game after, and we'll talk about his big fellas up front. Again, it's Mark Henry on the Third Coast Gridiron. We'll be right back with Julius.
Imagine a game where you can pit the greatest Texas high school football teams of all time against each other. Before now, if you wanted to see the Permian Panthers of Friday Night Lights fame play Johnny Manziel's 2010 Kerrville squad, you were stuck with only your imagination. Not anymore. This new game allows you to play those dream matchups. 1983 Dangerfield, only allowed 8 points all season. 2015, Katy, 10 shutouts en route to their fourth straight championship appearance. 2008, Allen, their first of five championships in the state's largest classification. And so many more. Friday Night Legends is that game. What are you waiting for? Get in the game. Friday Night Legends.
To get your copy of Friday Night Legends, the game, head over to FridayNightLegends.com.
This show is brought to you by the book, All I Need to Know I Learned from My Texas High School Football Coach, a handbook of wisdom for parents, young people, and yes, even coaches. Head over to www.learnedfromcoach.com and order your copy to support sharing the stories of these great coaches and leaders. That's learnedfromcoach.com.
Well,
Coach Gridiron. Thank you for choosing me as player of the week.
Man, I appreciate it. You give me a little time. And, man, we're going to also send you a shirt from the Third Coast Gridiron for the player of the week, man. Get you to send us a tweet out a couple of shots of you and when you get it. But let's dive into the season so far. You guys have started out 2-0, man, with a victory over a good Conroe team, 24-14. And then, you know, you really took care of business 35-7 last week against Cypress Lakes, man. And you had over almost 260 yards. You had all just about every touchdown from long distance to short distance this week. And you had 30 carries. That's a workhorse load. Talk about your game this week and how the season starts so far for you.
Yes, sir. I'm really excited that we're 2-0. You know, it's always great to be playing the game of football. You know, with COVID happening, we weren't really sure we were going to be able to do that this season. So I'm glad we're out there to get out there. I'm glad we're able to get out there and get padded up and everything. And the game this week, I was just excited to be able to play again, you know. So I just went out there and tried to ball out as best as I could.
Well, you definitely balled out, man, and I've been kind of watching you here at the beginning of the season, some of your highlights, and definitely your junior year. I mean, if you didn't know, for the listeners that just getting to know Mr. Lowridge, last year he was the 2019, he was the 19-6A offensive MVP in that district, as well as over 1,500 yards rushing and 14 TDs. What kind of statement did you want to make here these first couple games of your senior year?
I still felt like everyone was still, you know, looking down on me, still having some doubts, you know, even being offensive MVP of the district and unanimous first team, people still had their doubts. So I wanted to come out here and just show everyone what they were doubting and just to not doubt about it anymore.
Well, let's talk about some of the guys up front on that offensive line that have helped you pave the way so far. Talk about some of you guys up front and how important it is to have that cohesiveness with an offensive line as a running back.
Yes, sir, man. My O-line is great. We got about six guys rotating. We got Gerson, Princeton, Lewis, Quay, Ruben, and Emiliano. Those are our six guys that we kind of rotate around. Those boys do a great job up front. You know, obviously me having 30 carries in game two and 25 in game one, those guys, you know, getting a lot of reps, and they're always trying to protect me. They're always taking care of me. So I'm grateful to have those guys to be able to block for me.
Now, the offensive line aren't the only ones that have to block. The wide receivers have to get their blocks, and your quarterback has to be a key contributor as well. Give me some of the guys on offense that have been contributing so far for the Matty Creek Rams.
Yes, sir. We had Eldon Skinner. He's our he's one of our receivers. Last game, he had seven catches for about 105 yards. We got Leroy Turner. He's a sophomore slot. He's doing his thing this season as well. He had about 70 yards last week. We have Joseph Kenyock and Alpha Khan. They play both ways, so they play defense. Joseph plays safety, and Alpha plays Kenyock, and they come and play receiver, and they come and play slot and receiver for us. And we also have Jordan Kelly. And then our QB is Jace Wilson. He moved in this year as well. He came from – I can't pronounce the school he came from, but he was District 25-6A offensive newcomer of the year. He threw for about 2,500 yards last year, and he's doing a great job running this offense this year.
Now, you being a leader on this team, class 2021 since your senior year, what can you say to your guys to continue to keep this camaraderie, to keep this thing going? You got Dulles coming up this week. What are some of the things that you guys have been doing this week?
We haven't really switched up the game plan much for going into Dulles, but, you know, our coaches believe that no matter what play they call, they believe our guys are better than the guys that we're playing. So we just got to go out there and execute no matter what it is, what down we play. So we just got to keep going out there and executing on plays and just, you know, keep being able to enjoy playing football because, you know, sometimes we won't be able to play.
Well, that was a great acknowledgement to your coaches. Let's talk about your head coach, Brian Randall, her first year over there at Matty Creek. But, you know, I've been checking out some of his things. You know, he brings a leadership quality to you guys' team. I love some of the things he's puts out on Twitter, some of his commentary. Talk about his leadership and what he's meant to this team with this hot start.
Yes, sir. Coach Randall's been a great addition to the team. I know it was kind of rough for him at the start, you know, with COVID and everything, just trying to communicate with the team and all, just trying to build relationships. It's kind of hard to do that when you're not even face-to-face or, like, seeing kids all day. you know, having a spring ball or whatever. But so he found a way to try and communicate with everyone on Twitter. He does a morning minute every day. He has coaches all over Texas, all over the nation, just hop on, just give advice or just give just quotes or things to help throughout the day. Like yesterday, me, Joseph, Jace, Jaquan, Fawcett, and Eldon, and Alpha Khan, we all did a morning minute yesterday. It was just about setting goals for yourself. He just always tries to bring something positive to the table, and that's what I love about Coach Randall.
Now, we are in the midst of a pandemic. You brought that up about his communication skills. What were some of the things that you did to keep yourself in shape? What are some of the team things that you guys did as a team? Because you didn't have access to a weight room. You didn't have access to spring ball. COVID just kind of came and shut everything down. And for you to get 25 carries the first game and 30 this week, what kind of preparation and workouts have you been doing to keep yourself in shape? Because that's a heavy load.
Well, throughout all quarantine, my running back coach, he was my trainer all quarantine. So I would go work out with him Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays for about 4 to 5 months. And then when we found out Jace was going to be coming to our school, me, Joseph, Eldon, and Alpha, we went to go to the school a lot this summer. We ran routes for him trying to, you know, get down the offense with Coach Hack. Coach Randall hooked me up with some dumbbells from the school. So I was just in my garage just, you know, doing whatever I could, just some dumbbell workouts, and I was running around the neighborhood when I wasn't working out with Coach J. Will.
Well, you can definitely see the progress, man, that you've made. You know, I watched your junior film, watched a couple of snippets from the games that you've played so far this year, and man, you run hard, man. Talk about some of the running backs, you know, it could be college or pro, that you kind of modern your game after, that you take snippets from and put it into your game.
Well, my favorite all-time running back is Bo Jackson. You know, I just love how strong and physical he was and how he always just got vertical. But some current backs that I like, I'm a huge Big Ten fan, so I model my game after like the three top Big Ten backs that I've left for the draft the past couple of years: Saquon, Zeke, and Jonathan Taylor. Those are, you know, some of the people that I model my run game after. And then, you know, gotta love backs in the league right now like Derrick Henry or Dalvin Cook or Christian McCaffrey. Just, you know, everyone, you can always model your game after someone. There's something you can always get better at. So, you know, just look at these people that have made it and, you know, always try and just get better every day.
That's great, and I can see the Zeke comparison in your running style. I also thought, you know, this guy reminds me a little bit of Marshall Faulk in just the way that you glide, kind of, when you get through the hole, and once you're gone, man, you are gone. So, what are some of the key things that you look for as a running back when you're trying to make a decision where you run? You know, that's not necessarily trying to give plays away, but, you know, what are keys or things that are important to you in your game to make you a great running back?
Most of the time it's just reading the leverage or reading how a defense is positioned. Like, you know, pre-play, you could tell, like, oh, you know, they're shaded left and they have a 4-eye. A lot of our plays, we run to a 4-eye for that schemed up this week. So, like, oh, like, I can see their 4-eye is, you know, slanted in a little. So I'm going to just do this and, you know, make a move and just get vertical as fast as I can. That's a lot of our game plan, is to get vertical. So, you know, just make one move, just put us in one-on-one situations, make one move and get vertical.
Well, that's definitely what I see in your game. North, south, not all that cutting and juking, man. You take it upfield and you try to get the most yards that you can. Now, we'll get towards the end of the interview here with college. Now, you're one of the top backs in the city of Houston for sure. You picked up a few offers from colleges. You know, the eye's on you, man, and your stock is rising. I mean, you recently picked up Southeast Louisiana. You had a North Texas offer over the summer. Now, we're not naming favorites, but what are you looking forward to going to college, and what is important to you in selecting a college?
In selecting a college, education is always first, man. With the pandemic going, you know, not being able to, or worrying about not being able to play football, I got to make sure I'll have a, you know, a steady education before anything. But football wise, I want to go somewhere where I can play right away, man. I I believe in myself as a running back to be able to handle any adversity that comes my way. So I want to play right away, and I want to play for a winning championship, a winning culture type team as well, where I could go be a leader on that team as well.
Well, definitely, Julius, man, you are on your way, man. And I appreciate you again joining us here on the Third Coast Gridiron. This is Julius Lowridge, class of 2021, Mady Creek High School running back. Led them in rushing last year, and he's definitely doing that this year. Julius, this is the part of the show where we let you shout out, you know, mom, dad. You can kick it out to your coaches, the big fellas that eat lunch up front in front of you. Go ahead and kick your shout outs.
All right, man. Shout out Joseph Kenya, Eldon Skinner, Jace Wilson, all the O-line I said earlier today, our D-line, Kenneth, Jaquan, Ronnie, Gabe, and Meeks, and then Haven, leading the linebackers, Chris Brown, BT, Alpha, Coach Hack, Coach Bob, Coach J. Will, Coach Randall, all the coaches, man, all the staff, all my parents, you know, just shout out to everyone.
Well, there you have it, Joe Julius, man. Appreciate you joining us, man. Mady Creek Rams on their way 2-0 this week, facing Fort Bend Dulles coming up next week. He is the Third Coast Gridiron Player of the Week for this week, man. We appreciate you joining us, man. And if you got social medias besides Twitter, tell everybody where they can reach out and see you. Look at your huddle, man. Tell us those social medias.
My huddle is just Julius Lawfridge. I'm sure you could just Google that. My Instagram is JU, the number one. It's Julius with the number one, underscore 15.
Well, there you have it, Julius. I appreciate you joining me tonight. I am Mark Henry on the Third Coast Gridiron. You got to go see this young man. Check him out, man. He's definitely a baller. One of the top backs in the city of Houston and the greater Houston area, in my opinion. Check him out. This is Mark Henry on the Third Coast Gridiron. You can follow me on Twitter at Third Gridiron, also at On The Mark Sports or MarkHen44 on Twitter. You can listen to past episodes on the Lone Star Gridiron Network, and we are the authority for high school football. Let's get it, man. This is my guy this week. You check him out, man. Appreciate you joining me, Julius. I am Mark Henry. Signing out, man. I will talk to you guys soon on the Third Coast Gridiron and the Lone Star Gridiron Network.